Welcome to the power to live your vision. Living your dreams takes vision, determination, and the will to never give up. Our show focuses on people with inspirational stories of success, empowering you with the tools to accomplish any goal that you desire in your life. Remember, you have the power to live your vision.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Jesse Bowen and reaching out to you with a new podcast episode today. Our podcast is The Power to Live Your Vision. So I'm hoping that we have some really great things for you. I hope the things that we have for you are motivational and get you to think about taking action on some of the things that we're sharing with you. Remember, it's just outcome. So today we're going to be talking about the power to live your vision. And I'm going to be talking about seven ways to create a vision for the life you want. But before I get to that, we have a special guest on today. We have Kenneth Hill. Kenneth is a fourth degree black belt, and he has just become a coach, and we're going to be talking about that. And I'm really impressed with him. He's featured in our book. He's following me in several things that I've been doing. And I just happened to look online this week, and he had a picture of his certificate and announcing that, you know, that he's following the coaching, life coaching. And as a martial artist, that's a powerful tool. And I really want to encourage more martial artists to learn about these other tools that can help someone other than just self-defense. As I tell my own personal students, if you have to use your martial arts skills, you have already broken too many rules. So if my martial arts is only good for self-defense, then it doesn't have a lot of value. But what I can learn is the attributes of the martial arts is confidence, focus, and how to be able to use these things. You know, if you have a lot of kids in your martial arts school, how do you motivate them to finish school? How do you motivate them to look in front of their lives? How do you motivate them to maybe even want to become a black belt one day? Well, it takes a certain skill set to motivate people. If you have a martial arts school and you find that you're really great at getting people in the door, but you're not turning out black belts, you might want to look at your leadership skills. And the more you learn about how people can empower themselves and make their lives better, you will increase the longevity of your students. And guess what? People will follow you. You can, you know, turn these into your own coaching practices and all these things. But again, if you don't have those skill sets, then I really recommend that you look into a coaching program. And we're going to talk about that. But before I get started, I do want to say this program is sponsored in part by Elite Publications. And Elite Publications is a powerful publishing company. We are creating so many new and different ways to help people to be able to get their story out. And, you know, everybody has a story. You just have to get it out. So if you are looking to become an author, and you want to learn how to publish books, and you need a coach, then we're here to help you to do that. You can go to elitepublications.org. That's elitepublications.org, and learn about how you can become a successful author. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you today, sir?
Well, I am doing great. Better and better. You know, it's always great to, as a senior, to look back down the road at the people that's behind me or people that I'm leading or hopefully people that I'm influencing, and to see that they are, you know, really taking personal initiatives and really working on, you know, changing their lives. So really, I want to congratulate you. I think you just finished, what, the John Maxwell program?
Yes, sir, I did. It's been an absolute blessing.
Well, I think that's pretty powerful. Why do you really take these classes? Well, for me personally, it's all about me. And when I say it's all about me, is if I can make my life better, then I can have the expertise to make someone else's life better. So when you're in programs such as the John Maxwell program, which is a very successful program, I know quite a few people that are students and they've gone through the program, and I see them, really succeeding. And I'm really at the website now. You can check out the website, johnmaxwell.com. And what really caught my eye, you have the potential to transform your world. Transform your world. You can learn the keys to unlock that potential which lies within your growth. And I think that's really, really super powerful. Now, we really want to talk about that, but I want to talk about, you took action. I hear a lot of people that want to do something. They talk about all the ways talking about their wants, what they want. So what inspired you to take action to enroll in this course?
Well, one of the things that's always driven me is personal growth. And one of their program advisors, Missy Washam, had reached out to me when she saw a local newspaper article about my accomplishments in martial arts and felt that I would be a great candidate to learn more, to help others. And just after talking to her and then learning more about the program, I said, absolutely, this is where I need to be because I want to continue to grow so I can help people as, in as many ways as I possibly can. So everything that we talked about, throughout the program is exactly what this program was about. Because I've, one of my biggest values is people. Things can be taken away or broken or replaced, but I really value people. And I want them to grow as well. And I want to be an example of what you can do instead of what you can't, especially since I had so many obstacles I had to overcome.
Well, wow, that's pretty powerful. And how do you help people? Because if you want to be a people person and you want to reach out and help people, then you have to know how to be able to do it. You can have the things, well, this is what someone did for me, so I'm going to do this for someone else. But this is the 21st century. Everyone learns different. Everyone has their own learning style. Everyone has different needs. And how do you do that? I've been involved in coaching for over 40 years, and truly it's been a blessing. I started with the Silva Method program, that's SILVA, and it used to be back in the day, it was called Silva Mind Control. This was, going back into the 60s, and really, people with religion and everything else. And they thought of if you learn how to control your mind, you were going against something spiritually, so you're just sort of there, and none of that's true. But what you have to realize is that when you begin to learn about yourself, and I'm a mind game coach, and my whole coaching program is about how to mentally be in control and how to mentally, how do I work? Not how do you work, how do I work? How can I become better? Because when I can become better and I want to share something, then that's a great way. So this is the thing about coaching is to get involved with successful people. And again, the Maxwell program is a very successful program. So what's now? What's next for you, sir? And again, where are you located?
I am in New Jersey, and I have really initiated some of the things that you've already mentioned about, just taking action on it. Because I was an instructor at a school that specialize in teaching special need children and adults for 7.5 years. And in February last year, that shut down. So now I have taken action to take the steps to open my own school, and I am almost at the finish line when it comes to that, because I want these children and adults to continue their journey, and I want them to know I'm a fellow traveler. I'm right along on the journey with them. So even though they look at me as a coach, I classify myself as an adaptive coach, because I want to continue to encourage them to do more than they ever imagined, because my life is an example of that. Because at this age, I just wanted to be able to do martial arts and be able to walk. Because when I was told at 22 to stop martial arts and I would be confined to a wheelchair by the age of 35, I chose not to adopt that decision. And I want to encourage these kids that just because they're different or they struggle with things, I can teach them ways how to overcome those obstacles that other people say they never will. Because at the age of 56 now, I'm still walking and I'm still, you know, a martial arts practitioner, student, as well as an instructor. So I just want to give back all these different tools that I've learned over the years, and I'm going to continue to add to my toolbox so I can give them as much as I can.
Wow. You know, that's great. And well, I really do want to encourage you to continue to collect information, research, study. Let's talk for a second about mentorship. And what I would recommend for everyone, whether you're a coach or whatever, is mentorship. Mentorship can be real, or it doesn't necessarily have to be real. Mentorship is someone that has the experience and the success to help you move in that direction. I know for me, as a coach, Tony Robinson is a mentor. I've never been to his training programs, but I listen to his training program. I look at the results. I know about his life. Jack Canfield is a mentor. Les Brown is a major mentor. So the question that we ask is about mentorship. Who are you mimicking in your life? And are you getting the same results they're getting? Because in mentorship, it can be good and it can be bad, because, you know, just when you check your five closest friends, because if they're doing something that's not getting great results, then you're going to probably be getting something that's not getting great results. So, you know, find a mentor you can follow. It can be someone that you study their history and you're very excited about what they have achieved. So in your coaching, sir, have you who's your mentor? Who's your speaking mentor? Have you found one yet?
Well, actually, there's two. Les Brown is one, and John Maxwell is another. And it's just a unique blend that I have with both of them when it comes to, you know, not just storytelling, but it's also just to give you just life experiences as well as some facts in there. And I'm doing everything I can to mimic a lot of things that they do to become a better coach and a better mentor to anyone that is around me.
And this is what we do naturally. You know, if you're in the martial arts, who's your hero? Who's your mentor? If you're not in the martial arts, regardless of whatever you're in, involved with, and because as we go through life, who's the best husband, who's the best wife, what's that, how do you learn to be the best husband or be the best wife? Sometimes you're doing things and you just don't realize, before I actually got involved with in a relationship and got married about 8 years ago, I began to study relationships. So if you want better in your life, you have to. That's what the power to live your vision is about. You want better, you have to go out and seek it and know exactly what it is before you can actually receive it. And Les Brown is one of my favorites, and I have been blessed with the opportunity that, you know, I'm not really doing a – well, I am. I'm coaching a lot online. I'm doing a lot of seminars online, but my live seminars over the past 8 years have been blessed. And, you know, I coach for Duke Corporate Education, Duke CE, which is rated in the top 5 coaching firms in the world. So I primarily coach, and I go in and do training programs for Nike, Raytheon, Coke, and all these other places. And this is the place that I want to work from because I really enjoy it, because the people that are coming to these training programs are people that companies and their employees and their management teams that they want to become better. So I know that when they come in and they've brought me into their training programs, it's really pretty serious. What do you have? How do you make me better? So, sir, tell me, you know, so in looking at, you know, becoming a coach, based on just getting your certification, would you recommend other martial artists to look into coaching? To learn the tools. That doesn't change your martial arts. It may change the way you would say something. It may change the way you would do something, but it doesn't change the martial arts technique. Because, you know, when you're getting ready to open up a martial arts school, and I would tell you now that in getting people in, it is really not about your martial arts that brings people in. It's really about what they feel when they meet you and the confidence and about your ability to be able to help them to be able to solve a problem. So that first impact. So do you think this is something that would be good for, you know, martial artists in general to take a look at?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would encourage every martial artist to learn coaching and to go through, I mean, John Maxwell's program is a prime example of what you can learn to be a better martial artist. And like you stated earlier, it could be just in your delivery and how you say something, and it'll help, you know, clear so much confusion that has happened, you know, before I learned how to coach. You know, sometimes I would just say things a certain way, and I realized afterwards, you know, I could have worded that a little better. And I learned those skills, and I'm going to continue to learn more skills through the John Maxwell team. And it's helped me so much just to be a better instructor and to be a better person, a better father, a better husband, just all of those things. So this reaches far beyond just coaching. You know, this is something that will change your life.
You know, again, I am super proud of you. Again, as one of the people that are involved in our organization as a member, I really want, that's what we really want to see. And we are relaunching a program. And again, you inspired me last week. One of the books I wrote back back, I guess, 2015 or so, and it's called Kickstart Your Coaching Biz. And that's the name of the website also. The website is Kickstart Your Coaching, Coaching Biz is the name of the website. And so we started this several years ago because as I was improving my coaching ability, I wanted to share it. So that's the best way to learn. You learn something, and then you go out and share it with someone else. If you're getting results, then you want to be able to share that. So as you grow in your coaching business and you're learning, and you're applying these things in your life, you want that ability to be able to share that. So you can go to our website, and that is Kickstart Your Coaching Biz. And ours is a online self-paced type course, and it's designed to give you that start. Maybe you're not ready to join a Maxwell-type program, but you want to have more information. What is the setup? What's the process? Then our program will give you that information. It'll show you, you know, the benefits of selling your experience. And this is what that's why you do coaching. You do coaching because you want to help people, but along with that, you really want to have some benefits that come back to you also. You want the how to be able to create that passive model for selling your experience. And, you know, selling your personal experience and brand. So in coaching, the key element is being able to create your coaching brand. What is the thing that makes you different? I'm a mind game guy. So my whole thing is teaching people about how to empower themselves from the mental standpoint, visualization. That's the name of our program, The Power to Live Your Vision. I am a certified sports hypnosis coach. Right now, I've just entered back into my training program to finish my certification to become a sports psychology coach, all about how do you get better? How do you remove that block that may be holding you in place? So anything else, sir, anything else you'd like to say or input you'd like to give?
Well, I hope that my journey, you know, inspires others to do the same thing, you know, with not just with martial arts, but like we were talking about with coaching and speaking. Because one of the things that I was told years ago is no one can hear you from back there. I need you to come up front. And I was always hesitant about that. But I realized coming up front and speaking that I help to inspire people to not only not give up on themselves, but also to see things that they wouldn't normally see so they can achieve even more than what I've done, because that's what I want them to do. You know, if we're all out running a race, and I learned this from from Dr. John Maxwell, is as a leader, you know, I don't want to finish, you know, the race first. You know, I want them to finish ahead of me because I want them to do even more and have more than I've ever had. And I want to learn as much as I can to help them to do that. So I'm learning how to listen more. I'm learning how to ask more questions so I can learn more from them, so I know what I need to do to learn to help them, because I want them. And this is not just with special needs children and adults, with anyone. It's like I enjoy helping people, and I want to see them grow, because their personal growth just really means the world to me.
Wow. Well, there's no doubt that you're going to be a great coach, and, you know, keep us informed and in how we can support you. You know, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, sir. Just keep moving forward. As we're coming out of this pandemic, what it's done is actually opened the doors for us to become more creative and find other ways that we can get things done. For a lot of people that have created success, they probably wouldn't have gone in those direction or created that success in that particular manner if it had not been for the pandemic. You know, we look past right. All the sadness of the lives that's been lost. And, you know, that's really, you know, it really saddens us to do that. And we pray for the families, and we pray for healing and healing of our country. But you have to look beyond that. So I'm going to leave everyone with my 7 tips about the power to live your vision. So when we ask that question, what does that really mean? So you have to define that. What is the power to live your vision? Where are you now? What is your life about right now? What would make your life better? What do you see in the front of you? And you do this by learning how to meditate. The power to live your vision. I didn't say think about it. I said to be able to live the vision, you have to go in, and just like with every athlete, and practice mental rehearsal. How does the power to live my vision, how does it really work? What is the power of living my vision about my financial place, my financial success? What is that about? How do I do that? Well, you want to be able to mentally sit down with pen and paper, and maybe close your eyes, and you ask that question about your finances: how much money annually do I want to earn? What does your home look like? Where are you living? What kind of car do you drive? Now, don't mistake what I'm doing right now as materialistic, but I'm getting you to open up and find your value, because you are a contributor on planet Earth. Because if you can now gain your financial success, it means that you have actually given a contribution. And we know right now with the stimulus checks coming out and all these other things, if you don't have money, finances, then you're not going to be doing very well. You know, you got to be able to feed your kids. You got to be able to feed your family. If you've got to live on planet Earth, why not be the very best you can be? What does that look like? Forget about your situation, because we're talking about moving forward in a mental status of where do I want to be. Where you are right now doesn't matter. No, you say, well, I'm in a really bad place. It's okay, stand up. You're not drowning. And now move forward. Create. Ask that question. Go to a magazine. Find that car. You know, what does $100,000 look like? What does $50,000? What does it look like? Because these are things that will motivate you. As a business owner, when someone comes to my business and they want to work with me, I send them out. I said, your assignment is to go out and go to some of these open houses and find your home. Find the home you want to live in, that home that you want to purchase. Don't look at anything under $300,000. Someone says, wow, man, why do you want to go that high? Why not 90? Because, number one, I know if you can believe that, you can achieve it. And if you're working for me, you're going to work really hard to really meet that goal. Think about your career. Where are you now in your work? Do you want to become a coach? What is it you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to own your own martial arts school? Do you want to start an online business? What do you want to do? Who do you work with now? Now, where is that opportunity for growth? Your recreation. So what do you do in your free time? What hobbies are you doing, working on now? And a lot of times your hobbies can become your profession. You may be doing something that's just a hobby and you enjoy it and you have developed a certain success, then you never know that your recreational opportunity. You know, I was a bowler. I bowled for fun. And one day I'm sitting in my office. Well, I'm sitting in the office at Duke University, and my boss asked me, says, well, Jesse, you bowl, don't you? I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, how would you like to be the bowling coach for Duke University? I'm like, huh? But you see, those are the type of opportunities that you receive, because your hobbies, what you enjoy doing, that can be turned into your profession. I enjoy writing. I enjoy reading. And so, you know, we have produced 7 successful books. Your health. What is your vision of your health? Where are you now? What are you doing to stay healthy? You know, what are you eating? Do you see yourself in a fitness goal program? You know, I have a fitness goal program of getting rid of about 40 pounds. Then I have to see that. I'm finding old pictures. I'm working out, watching my diet. You know, what are those things that you do? You know, because I want to see myself living healthy. I want to see my wife and I really going out to the beach and really doing the things, having longevity in our life. And that's important, especially if your family's had health problems, illness, and it's in your DNA, that gene thing. Then you want to try to be as healthy as you can possibly be. The power to live your vision in your relationships. You know, where is your relationship with your spouse, your significant other, your children? Do you have a relationship? Are you wanting to be in a relationship with someone to love, to cherish, to care for? Then what does that look like? What are the qualities you want that person to have in a relationship with you? What's the relationship with your children? What is it going to be like? You want to be able to see that. You want to be able to understand when you're dealing with relationships is really about how do you see them? Because if you don't see them, they could be working on their own and creating whatever you're receiving, whatever you're actually happening in your life, your personal life. You know, what are some of your things? Where are you mentally and your physically and your spiritually? Where are you? What are your goals that you're working for? And my number seven is community. What type of community do you want to live in? You know, what type of community? How are you being a part of the community? What are you contributing to the community? What is your role in the community? How are you helping others? So my seven steps that I want you to think about this week, think about your financial success. How do you live your vision financially? Your career success. What is it you're doing? What is it you want to be doing? Your recreational success. What are the things, because you have to have that free time. Now, what are those things that you want to do? Where are you going on vacation? What are your hobbies? Your health. So remember, think about visualizing your health. If you're overweight and you desire to be at a certain weight, you know, buy a dress or slacks or suit that you feel that you want to be able to wear when you get to that weight, hanging on your door. Pay a lot of money for it so you'll know that, you know, I've invested a lot, so this really means something special to me. So think about, again, you know, your health. Think about your relationships. And remember your personal life. And don't forget, you know, as, you know, Kenneth has said in his interview today with us, is giving back. Giving back to your community. It's not always about you. Giving back. And the more that you give, and that's the more that you're going to receive. Okay, everyone. So we've covered a lot of great things today. And Kenneth, I don't know if you got your website up yet, but please let us know when you have it up. Do you have your coaching site up yet?
No, I do not have it up yet, but it's in the works.
Okay. Well, again, everyone, we're going to bring you back again in a few months and talk about what you have learned. How is your life? You know, whether or not you have your school open. Remember, at the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation, we're here to support you. So at any time that you have a question about how to do anything that we've already experienced and we've got success in, we'd love to have that opportunity to share it with you.
Oh,
so, again, thank you for being on our program.
No, thank you for having me. It's truly another blessing. So thank you so much for having me on.
All right, great. Everyone, this is Jesse Bowen with The Power to Live Your Vision. Go to my website, www.coachjessebowen.com. Remember, check out the audio program, Harnessing the Power of Your Mind. If you're setting your goals and you're not using the steps that I'm talking about in this program, now remember, this is a visualization and meditation program. You have to get inside of your own head in order to create the success that you need. And a lot of times, you just need a key to open the door of how to be able to do that, to be able to manifest the changes that you're looking for in your life. Also, don't forget to check out our website, www.kickstartyourcoaching.biz. So remember, check it out. Let us know how we can serve you. Again, be blessed. We'll talk to you.
Remember, you have the power to live your vision. Check out our website, CoachJesseBowen.com.